Summer Moon by Jill Marie Landis. Copyright 2001 by Jill Marie Landis. Read by Kathy Garver. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Pluck from the memory a rooted sorrow. Raise out the written troubles of the brain, and with some sweet oblivious antidote, cleanse the stuffed bosom of that perilous stuff which weighs upon the heart. Shakespeare, Macbeth. Summer Moon Prologue. Appleby, Maine, Winter, 1851.
Turn your face to the wall, Katie, and stop that coughing!
With her chest and throat burning, racked with chills that shook her thin frame, 9-year-old Katie Whittington huddled in her narrow bed.
Katie, I mean it! Stop it now!
Only half awake. At first she thought she had dreamed her mother's voice, so familiar, tinged with a hard-edged, soulless quality that held no love. But then she heard it again, clearly and for real, and the sound burrowed into sleep-fogged corners of her mind, waking her completely. There were other sounds, too. Throaty moans, whimpers, sharp, keening cries, a man's harsh, ragged breathing, the whining protest of coiled bedsprings from across the cramped, cluttered room. Katie rubbed her eyes and tried to hold back the hollow, jarring cough, but it erupted anyway. She covered her mouth with both hands and listened to the coupling noises, kept her back to the room, and hoped that Mama wouldn't yell at her again.